Today, my special guest on the Mondo Show is a man that I come to respect, a man that you need to hear the message from. He's talking things that most people don't want to talk about in the church world today. But in the global movement of things that are taking place around the world, you're going to want to know and you're going to want to hear what you need to do in order to understand the time that we're living in right now. My special guest today is Steve Quayle. Steve, thank you. You're one of the best guys I've ever known in my life. And I've known a lot of people, but people are flaky, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the compliment. I think most of the people that are flaky, brother, yeah, they end up on my email.
Either that or on my Facebook thread,
yeah,
telling us how to do it, but they've never done anything.
I know.
You've written a lot of books that, in the church culture, I don't think they were ready to hear from you.
The problem is, here's a good word from the Lord. No word of God spoken by a man of God is ever received by the people of God at the time it's spoken. And you know, Mondo, here's the deal. Being ahead of time, people need a context to be able to understand what's being preached and teach. That's why there are specific times for God's revelations that people can receive. This conference is so critical, because Christians are afraid to deal with the supernatural. They're afraid to deal with UFOs. Pastors are worried that they want to be friends with the world and not friends with God. Therein lies the problem, in my opinion. So this conference is bringing experts from around the world, literally, and people from around the world. That's how bad people want the gospel, and they want reality-based gospel.
That's it.
You know, I mean, seriously, the nice thing about coming out of the gutter and being saved by Jesus is, you know, you basically can relate to about the rest of the world. So the people that go like this, you know, I mean, good night, and go, listen, you guys, I don't drink blood. You know, they cannot embrace the truth because it upsets their paradigm.
Yeah.
It makes them uncomfortable. And so all the stuff I've written, from weather wars, you know, I mean, genetic engineering, I remember people going, what are you talking about, robots? What are you talking about, sex with robots? And see, these are real issues. You can go to the front page of Drudge, the biggest internet news consortium in the world, and everything that I've written about 20 years ago, 15 years, is on the front page.
I got to ask you, though, because you came out of the Jesus movement.
Yes, sir.
For those people that don't know you, and they think, well, you know what, Steve probably falls in the category of Alex Jones and all those guys, and people say, well, you guys are conspiracy theory. I want to know, who's Steve? Who's Steve Quayle? Where did you come from? Because most people are starting to hear from you, and they're shocked. So who's Steve Quayle?
Well, first of all, I'm not a, I'll tell you this. Most people that call anybody that talks about what I talk about a conspiracy theorist, I tell everybody, until you understand the word conspire means two or more agreeing for a common end, you know, to do harm, usually evil, or keep something hidden. I tell people, everybody's going to understand the conspiracy. Look at President Trump, the conspiracy that was behind him. But here's how I came out of the world. I knew nothing about Jesus. I was the most ignorant guy in the world. I was
like
going,
me.
No, brother. I got you, and I would. You and I won't fight each other now. But you know, the neat thing, I tell people, who am I? I'm a guy that the living God took from the guttermost to the uttermost, and that's my terminology, and I had an encounter with Jesus face to face. You guys, I didn't even know outside of who Jesus was, except Hal Lindsey, God bless you, Hal, presented Jesus to me, pointed at me, and said, Jesus loves you. The first time I've ever heard anybody say that, okay?
Wow.
So I'm in college, I am the president of Animal House, and such a notorious Animal House that their charter got kicked off the campus forever. So the thing is that God reached down and he revealed himself to me. When Jesus stood before me, and he had to lift me up off the floor, looked into his eyes, Mondo, I saw perfect love, perfect forgiveness. Every cell in my body came alive. And I said, who are you, Lord? He said, I am your Savior, and I've called you to have a Joseph's ministry. I didn't even know who Joseph was. I said, instantly I thought, who's Joseph? You know, I mean, seriously, I don't know.
That's what I asked, all these characters in the Bible.
But listen, here's this cool thing. He gave me a panorama of history. All of the stuff I've written is because of the goodness of God. My living walk scripture is a man has nothing except he receive it from above. In the panorama of history, that's how come I'm ahead of everything by sometimes two decades. I don't take credit for that, but here's what the Lord said. The Lord Jesus told me, he said, I'm only going to bring it to your remembrance as it's shortly to come to pass. Mm. And so, who am I? I'm a guy that was saved out of the world. Who prayed for me? Mondo, I was just, I was going to hell as fast as I could. And if it wasn't fast enough, I was going faster. So the thing is, though, I started understanding the scripture. And this will be cool to you. When I was in the presence of the Lord, he said, I'm going to cause you to know me in a very unusual way through my word. You guys, I couldn't quote any Bible verses, okay? Oh, outside of, for God so loved the world.
Yeah.
So fast forward a couple months, I'm hanging out at Christian bookstores because I got what happened to me, So, and by the way, I got baptized in the Holy Spirit in the presence of the Lord Jesus
How
Christ.
How old were you when this happened?
I was, 1972. Of course, I don't look a day over 300, so I was 21.
21 years, it changed your life.
It changed my life. And I started studying the ancient scriptures. I had great teachers, you guys. I just remember the days of cassettes.
Oh, man.
I mean, I was raised by some amazing guys, both British, great preachers and I went to everything. Mondo, I was a sponge. And here's the thing. When you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you're going to find Jesus. And right now, the thing that is probably, I'll say this tactfully, the most provocative, initiatory, irritating response of the world who claims to be Christians, is that they don't want to talk about Jesus.
That's it. I'm going to tell you something about you. Out of all the materials you teach, and it's some deep stuff that the church doesn't want to touch, but almost every YouTube video I've watched about you, every speech or every sermon, I don't even know what you call it, what you do, but I love the fact that you have a conversation with people for the first time about giants and about UFOs, but the main thing that I love about you is that you bring it back to Jesus.
Well,
everything comes back to Jesus, right?
Amen.
Why are people afraid of Jesus? What is it about this world today that what used to be right now is considered wrong, and what's considered wrong is now the new right? But at the end of the day, people are so afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why is it that this culture is rejecting Christ more than ever before?
Because the mainstream media is nothing more than vomit brokers, okay? Don't get mad at Mondo, that's me. And so you guys, none of us want to go to a restaurant and sit down with a plate of vomit, yet people in America sit and listen to regurgitated facts. If you go to the main networks, it's the same script. Bam, 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 bam. So they have vilified Jesus. And it goes back to basically the second Psalm, The kings of the earth have set themselves against the Lord and his anointed, meaning Lord Jesus Christ, saying, we won't have this man Jesus rule over us. But now they won't have Jesus, but they openly embrace Satan. They openly embrace Luciferianism. We have slaughtered, literally, close to 100 million babies just in this country. And I'll tell you something. Where was the church? So I came up with the term. You're going to love this, brother. I know you well enough. No, you're going to love this. I came up, people will say, Christian, it doesn't apply anymore. Not that Jesus doesn't apply anymore. But they've turned, they want to be claimants to some, quote, good that this man may have done in the past.
Yep. Yeah.
And I call those people jellyfishians, okay?
Jellyfishians.
And we no longer have a faith that's vital. Based on the word of God, based on the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, But you know what a jellyfish does? It just kind of flops with its tentacles, and tentacles sting everything. And the sting of gossip, even people are, well, you better not talk about Jesus. You might die. Well, right now, we're seeing our brethren throughout the world being slaughtered and hardly a peep out of the church in America. I'm flabbergasted. But here's the other thing. All of us who've grown up in the faith, especially coming out of the Jesus movement, we looked forward to the end times.
Yeah.
But most people can't reference that when the end times are these times.
Wow.
And so, the thing is that I can look back and after 9,000 hours of broadcasting, and just say, hey, listen, guys, I said that. I want to share something that's very dangerous, and if I might, because
please,
this is
something. Listen, if you're just tuning in, we're at the True Legend Conference 2019. If you missed it, shame on you, because nowhere in America, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go globally, nowhere in the global movement of this world right now, there's a message like yours.
Nowhere.
And you bring people together. I mean, you had Hugo, what was his
name? Hugo de Garras.
I can't even pronounce my own last name. But I'm going to tell you something. This man right here, Steve Quayle, brings the who's who of the science world. They're not all necessarily Christians, but
no,
let me tell you something.
No, half of these people aren't, but those are the smartest guys in the world.
We have to get out of the church walls to understand where we are biblically, and I'm going to ask you about that. But I'm telling you, if you just tuned in, we're at the True Legend Conference right now. You need to sign up. You need to do whatever it takes to get to this conferences. I'm not a conference guy, but I am this type of conference.
Thank you. And Mondo, they can sign up for gen6.com. I don't know when this will be broadcast, and they can get live streaming if they can watch in time, or they can get, obviously, video on demand.
They can go to your website?
Yeah, or the main website to go to is gensix.com, or my website, Steve Quayle, Quayle.com.
We're going to put that on the screen. Sign up and learn about what's happening right now. They're not going to teach you this stuff in your church. They're not going to talk about this in Sunday school church services. They don't do this anymore. This is not normal. Let me tell you something. When you're being told not to preach the blood of Jesus, there's
Amen.
A problem. When they're telling you, you know what, we don't want altar calls no more. That's how I came to Christ. It's the altar call that we're singing a song. At the cross,
where I first
saw the light.
And the burden of my sin.
Oh, man, that I was standing all the way in the back with a gun in my pocket, a bandana, Nike Cortez, ready to kill somebody, and tears started coming down. I've never heard such words.
Yes.
At the cross is what my life changed. And I'm telling you, you need to get this conference, do whatever it takes, learn about where we are as a culture, as a church. I got to ask you, I got to dive in.
Dive in, brother.
I saw a video yesterday that you put up probably 4 days ago.
One with Darwinian evolution. It came out before that with the ancient gods of old, with people literally right now.
Rock, paper, scissors is the word God gave you. Why would he give you rock, paper, scissors?
Because you cannot fight the devil in your own strength or in your own knowledge. And rock, paper, scissors is a game that little kids play, you know. Obviously, scissors cut paper. Rock covers, the paper covers rock, you know. And what God was saying is you can't play games with them. My people, you cannot believe that you can take the devil on in your own strength, in your own might. And by the way, that rock, paper, scissors hit a nerve. And it's funny, it hit your nerve. Not that it just, you know, I mean, I'm going to talk on whatever I talk about. And by the way, I've got a new every other day broadcast. It's called QFilesTV.2.0 or QFiles2.0.tv. I shouldn't know what I do. The bottom line is, and it's by subscription base, because Mondo, I'm cut off from every place. I tell the truth, and if you guys understood, you know, the truth, it really is threatening to a world of lies.
Why are they censoring you?
Because they don't want to hear one name. You know what that name is?
What is it?
Jesus.
Ooh.
And the name of Jesus, there's no more powerful name, you know? And Colossians 1:16 and 17, they're talking about, Paul's talking about Jesus, that in him and through him do all things consist that exist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's the wonderful power of the image. I want to share something, too.
Yes.
Guys like you, guys like me that come out of the world, my situation was different, you know, but I mean, we both came out. We're sinners and, you know, we just were, I will say this for me, but you could probably say amen, brother.
Horrible, your cheering chest.
Yeah, horrible creatures.
Yes.
But there's a wonderful promise out there. You know, it's that they who have been forgiven much love much.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about the Jesus movement, guess how it got its name, Mondo? It was Jesus.
Jesus.
It wasn't a charismatic movement to embrace the youth of the day. You know, I hear all kinds of stuff. As somebody who I guess can be pretty much a poster child for the mercy of the living God during the Jesus movement, it's been magnificent.
You got to give me some insights on being able to understand culturally.
Okay.
Where are we? right now, according to artificial intelligence, where is it going to take us in the next 5-10 years? Because the church, I love the church. I want you to know something. I love that Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell would not prevail. So I'm not going against the church, but the church seems to have a different talk than what's happening.
Well, people don't understand the word church, okay? The church really means the called out ones, called unto him, Jesus, you know? And where we're at, Mondo, we don't have 5 years. Now people say, you don't know that you can say that. I'm going to say something. Last year at Branson, okay? Yeah. And take it to the Lord in prayer. In every single, you've heard me say it, take the Lord in prayer. I've had people come up and say thank you, where they used to come up and say something else in front of you, okay? But the point is that, see, here's the thing. We're at that time in history. We're at that time in space-time history where people are losing it, you know, and they're losing it because they don't have the foundation of faith. The Bible says when God's judgments are in the land, the people will learn righteousness. But it also says if the foundations be destroyed, what can the wicked do? So, you know, I mean, obviously, I'm not invited, and nor would I go. I want to make this clear. I'm not looking for any invitations. When the Lord told me, I know him in a very special way through his word. Listen to this. Two guys came from Bible college that had never known me in their lives. Mm-hmm. They were in Portland, Oregon. I was in Bozeman, Montana. And they went to the Christian store, and because God told them. Yeah. They said, go and pray for Steve Quayle. You'll find him. Lay your hands on him. Here's the words. So he can know me in a very special way through my word.
Wow.
And it's like the Lord said, then open he their eyes, you know. Brother, I mean, you know, I couldn't believe in hell. I couldn't, you know, as even I baptized in the Holy Ghost, I know nothing, okay. I know nothing. And then I was praying, tears running down my face. I was praying, leaning on, not a bench, but a couch, just like this, saying, God, is there really a hell? He let me go to hell, okay. I lived like hell. I got redeemed, but then I didn't know that, you know, hell was real. I had to say, stop, Lord, stop. Here's what hell is like. I didn't see people, flames, but I heard the travail of the damned. God gave me an instantaneous understanding that hell is forever. There is no hope. The hopelessness is spare. Mondo, I was in black tar, and the black tar was in me. It's kind of like being dunked in asphalt, you know, mm-hmm. But it's forever. But the asphalt's inside you. And the hopelessness and the despair, and I finally said, God, help. I believed in hell after that.
But Steve, there's people watching that don't even believe in hell anymore.
I know.
I mean, you heard the theology, the new theology,
yes.
There's rise, and people don't believe in hell anymore. They said hell doesn't exist in the Bible.
Sure.
It's a place in Israel that they threw trash at. And
yeah, it's a whole thing. Sheol, Gehenna, you know, Hades, they'll split. I can tell you this, you can go on YouTube, you know, and I encourage people to, and ask the Lord before you do, Lord, bring me to the real people that have known. And also the same thing for heaven, you know, because a lot of people, I can tell you this, when you see the glory of heaven, and I can tell you that Jesus, when you look into his eyes, brother, it's total forgiveness. He doesn't say, you know, Mondo, you remember that, you know, no, he doesn't say, Steve, you remember all, no, there's none of that, there's no remembrance of that.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, I believe this, that you will see the next return to Jesus in the highways and byways, not in the church.
Mm.
Because a lot of the older people, you know, I guess I fit that category now, but I tell people, they ask me if I'm going to retire. I say, you know what retire means in my world?
What?
It means that you burn out the first set of tires and you go in for another set of tires because the horsepower's increased, and now you got to get better traction. And I'm not trying to be cute or colloquial. I mean, I don't intend to retire because, you know, Mondo, here's the deal. People lost their first love, and they become lukewarm. And what did Jesus say? I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. I would that you be either hot or cold, you know?
Oh, wow.
And so here's the thing. When you get excited about Jesus, brother, never lose track of who saved you. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Because you know this, in your world, and you're in television broadcast, and let's call it the religious world, I don't know a better word, but you'll say things that somebody will sit on you for or want to pull you back for. And the scripture, you know, the disciple said, it's better to please God than man.
That's it.
And everybody has become man-pleaser. And I'll give you the bottom line. I said the same thing to the Lord in despair. God, what is wrong with this planet? You know, and I want to share this. He said, Steve, there is no fear of the Lord. Now, the fear of the Lord isn't like this. It's like this. It's honoring, it's reverential, it's gratefulness, thanksgiving. What do we have now? We have a whole generation of snowflakes. They're the most ungrateful people, and they're consuming their parents' livelihood in retirement. So they become basically non-producers, but consumers. We have a whole society like that. I am on record as stating there is no political solution to America's spiritual problem.
I got to ask you two questions. One, what is God speaking to you about where we are right now? Are we in the Matthew 24?
Yes, brother. We're in the Matthew 24, Luke 21 on steroids. Jesus said, if the days weren't shortened, there'd be no flesh left alive. And for the elect's sake, he's going to shorten the days. Think back, everybody in the room, the cameramen, sound guys, everybody that's in this room, and by the way, guys, thank you. The thing is that we're like, where did last year go?
Exactly.
And then if you go, well, that, you know, I can't remember that. Then you bring it down, where did last month go? Maybe. But see, people are losing track of their past because time is being sped up.
Listen, you said something so powerful. Because in Matthew 24...
You got me on the edge of my bed.
Listen, you got me nervous because most church people don't realize how far we're into it already. And the reality is the Bible said in Matthew 24 that it would be like the days of Noah.
Correct.
Now, I'm not an intellectual guy. I'm an expert at not knowing nothing.
But at least you admit it.
But
so
I admit
honest.
It. I'm not an expert. Most people build their ministry on one theme and that stays with them. I'm trying to learn. That's why I come to people. I had to come to Branson and hear from you. And I love you, Steve.
Oh, thank you,
I know we don't talk a lot. We text once in a while. But I'm hungry to learn about this portion of scripture in Matthew 24. Because people that watch are so skeptical today. They don't even know what to even believe. But when Jesus said in Matthew 24... And I got to ask you this, because you write about giants. And don't worry about the time. This is probably one of the most important messages you're going to bring. Jesus said in Matthew 24, it will be like the days of Noah. What does that mean? What happened in the Noah days that Jesus said it was going to be like those days? Is he going to destroy the world once again? Is he going to flood
it? He's not going to flood it because it's not going to go by flood. But here's what the days of Noah were like. Remember, Noah and his family were perfect in their generation. That didn't mean they were cheerleaders for morality. It means their genetics were not tampered with by fallen angels, okay? So now the whole, if you will, AI, transhumanism, singularity, the title of my book is Terminated, The End of Man is Here.
Powerful book. You gave me a copy last year, and I'm still going through it. It's something that you don't just read. You have to study, get your Bible out, and understand what the terms that most people don't hear in church anymore, but you shock me, you rock me. I've heard a lot of different teachings, but this one here, I think is the foundation of what started in Genesis 6.
It is. It's a return to Genesis 6 because the devil is promising now through the singularity movement and through artificial intelligence. And by the way, I'm just telling people, one of the things I'll be speaking about is AI, alien implants, artificial intelligence. There's nothing artificial about it. Remember this, the whole earth was filled with violence. But what people don't understand, corrupt, that meant everything was corrupted. Sorry, but it means sexually corrupted. That means genetically corrupted. And now Matthew 24 talks about great earthquakes. Let me share something with
yes,
you.
Yes, please.
Just because you're asking me a specific question from Matthew 24. When Jesus said there's going to be great earthquakes and earthquakes in diverse places, in Ridgecrest, California, since the 7.1 earthquake about 45 to 60 days ago, don't know the exact date. What's really fascinating, the magma that's moving out from under the Ridgecrest area,
yeah,
that's where those 400,000 earthquakes are headed towards the coast, almost right down Santa Monica Boulevard to like the old movie with Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. Listen, if you just tuned in, we are in Branson, Missouri, 2019 at the True Legends Conference with Steve Quayle.
Answering the alien question.
Before you, I got two questions. I mean, I can ask you a lot of stuff, but I got two questions. One, just give me a little bit about what you're about to teach on stage regarding robots.
Well, I'm going to be talking about the alien agenda and the combination and the difference between aliens, demons, fallen angels, hybrids, hybrid species like Bigfoot, you know. all of the strange things that people are seeing in the skies. Because remember, we're told by the Lord and we're told by Paul, we're going to basically see lying signs and wonders. Mm-hmm. Last year I said, you guys, and I said it 6 months before this is important, that from 2018 on, September, the word normal would never be used again. And I'm telling you this, it's not used again. Nothing's normal. Would you guys agree?
No, I agree.
Most people 100%. Say, man, that's true. Nothing's normal. Everything's changed. People are weird. The weather's weird. Everything's weird. This year, I'm telling you, and this one, I got to tell you something. It causes me to tremble. And I know what it's like to tremble in the presence of the Lord. No melodrama. I said, God, you've got to give me something to tell your people. He said, tell them to draw close to me because the night comes when no man can work.
This show, if the church doesn't want to preach the cross, I am. I'm going to use what God's given me and the platform, and I'm going to do what they did to me. They gave me a chance to accept Christ.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I'll be glad to lead people. And here, ladies and gentlemen, if you're honest with Jesus, let me tell you this. I don't care what your past is. I got a past. He's got a past. But guess what? It's under the blood of Jesus. Jesus loves you. That doesn't mean you can stay where you're at. He's saying, I love you, but I want to take you out of where you're at. Well, Father, in Jesus' name, my brother and I just pray right now that the spirit of conviction, the Holy Ghost, would touch the hearts of those that would see this. And Lord, I pray that they will simply pray, Lord Jesus, help me come into my heart. But also, Lord, help me. Give me the power to turn away from my sin, whatever that sin is, Lord, and to embrace you. And Lord, I ask that you reveal yourself to me in a transformational way, that my life will be different, because I'm being told, Lord, by the guy even praying now, that Jesus makes all things new. And Lord, I believe that you can even make me new based on the promise of the living God. And now, Lord, I ask you, reveal yourself to me and to come into my heart and be my personal Savior, but also, Lord, to teach me how to walk in your ways and follow you on the path of life that, Lord, you promised those who come to you. And Lord, we cover, Mondo and I cover every one of the people that will hear this message with the blood of Jesus. In your holy and precious name, Lord, we commit them unto you. And we're in, Lord, literally going out on the highways and byways through this broadcast and compelling them to come in. In Jesus' name, amen.
Steve Quinn.
Blessings. Thank you, guys.
I want to thank you for watching today. Steve Quayle brought probably one of the greatest information that you're ever going to hear. Wow, I can keep asking him question after question. I mean, this man has an insight of what's happening right now globally. I mean, from the deep state to what's happening with artificial intelligence, even what's happening in the church culture today. I'm telling you, we need God more than ever before. I don't care where you stand politically. I don't care where you stand when it comes to different issues. One thing we have to remember is that our only hope is in Christ Jesus. I'm never going to stop preaching the thing that changed my life. The gospel of Jesus Christ became so real to me 21 years ago that I can't deny it. I'm not doing television just to do another program. I'm doing television because I want you to know that the same power that changed my life 21 years ago is the same power of the gospel of Jesus Christ that can change your life today. I thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.